Ladies and gentlemen, tonight Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players in a story that is part of the legend of California. Each year, it is performed at a great outdoor festival in Hemet, and each year thousands make a pilgrimage to see it. This year, that pilgrimage has been impossible, and so we bring this story to your homes. Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players in Helen Hunt Jackson's immortal story, Ramona, based on the famous 20th Century Fox picture. And bringing to life those early California days are Ann Baxter as Ramona, Joseph Cotton as Alessandro, and Reed Hadley as Felipe. The Lady Esther Screen Guild Players in Ramona.
Time ago, a very long time ago, and the land was warm with sunshine and with happiness and peace. I remember I had just returned from the convent. I'd come home again to the Rancho Moreno, where I lived with my aunt and my cousin Felipe. Oh, what a joyful day that was. They were having a great fiesta for me. All the countryside had been invited, and in the courtyard of the hacienda, many hands and tongues were busy.
Pancho, more peppers.
Si, senora.
Pedro, shell the beans. Carlos, more wood for the fires.
A fiesta, as for a princess.
She's more beautiful than a princess. Our Ramona is a saint from heaven.
Aye, Senor Felipe thinks so too. When he looks at her, his eyes are like...
Stop bleating, you old sheep.
No, I have seen it ever since she returned from the convent.
Turn that spit. You want the meat to burn?
Young Senor Felipe does not fool me. He will have much to confess to Father Salvadera.
One, two, one.
Senor.
Oh, and Senor Moreno with him.
Now you'll hold your tongue, you old fool.
Juan, make ready. The Indians are bringing the sheep from the hills.
Oh, si, senor.
Senor Felipe, will Alessandro lead them again? Will he come in time for the fiesta?
Yes, Margarita, in time to sing and dance and maybe to steal a kiss from you.
Felipe, you shouldn't encourage them to mingle with the Indians.
But, Mother, Alessandro is more than just an Indian. He's my friend. Ever since we were little boys, we...
Alessandro! Alessandro!
Oh, Alessandro!
Senor. Senor Felipe.
How are you, Alessandro?
Very well, senor. And yourself?
I've never been better. Nor have I ever seen a finer horse. Where did you get him?
I roped him out of a wild herd this spring.
He's really a beauty.
He's yours, senor.
Oh, no, Alessandro, I couldn't. But I'll race you for him. Will you match him against my black three-year-old?
You name the term, senor.
My horse, saddle, and bridle against yours.
That would not be fair. I have no saddle.
Oh, I'll accept that handicap. We'll race tomorrow. Now go freshen up, Alessandro. Tell your men to make ready. We start our fiesta within the hour.
Do you really think so?
Delicately.
Oh, do you like
me? Thank you, Ramona.
I'm so glad.
Ramona?
Yes, Felipe.
Oh, for shame. You spend your time with girls while we men die of loneliness.
Oh, I had to give them their presents, Felipe. Come, we'll join the company.
They're all here, Ramona, for 40 miles around just to greet you, to dance with you. I must admit, I'm a little jealous.
You jealous?
Why not? You're the gentlest, the kindest, the loveliest.
Oh, such a pretty speech. You should say that to your sweetheart.
I am saying it.
Felipe, you're sweet. I missed you so. All the time I was at the convent, I kept wishing I was here, home with you.
Ramona, darling.
I couldn't love you any more than I do, not even if you really were my brother.
Your brother? But Ramona, listen, there's something...
But Felipe, they started the dancing. Come along, we'll have to hurry, darling. I've saved the first one for you.
Felipe and Ramona, they dance so beautifully. Don't you think so, Signora?
Father Salvadera, I need your help.
My help?
I'm afraid. Ever since Ramona came back, the way Felipe looks at her, I never dreamed anything like this would happen.
Then you've been blind. Felipe has loved her ever since they were children. I'm sure he hopes to marry her.
I'd rather see him dead.
Senora!
I want to look at my grandchildren without shame.
Senora, you remember your oath? How you kissed the crucifix in your dying sister's hand and promised to care for Ramona as if she were your own?
I remember, Father, and I shan't break my promise. But neither shall she marry my son. Felipe, who is that? The one who's singing.
That's Alessandro, head of the shepherds. His father was a great chief.
He sings so beautifully. So beautifully.
Wait until tomorrow morning when they march to the chapel. Then, Ramona, then you will hear Alessandro sing.
Coming now. At the convent, I used to dream about it. The servants, the Indians, the whole household marching together, singing. The padre blessing the rancho as they cross the patio. Chapel bell, the altar boys in white, the shrine piled high with spring flowers. And the music, the music.
The sunrise hymn.
Heavenly. Heavenly morning.
Felipe, that voice again.
Let us pray, Ramona. Kneel with me.
I kneeled, and all about me I could hear that voice. The shepherd singing sweet and clear. Slowly as in a dream I turned. His eyes found mine. And something strange and holy passed between us then, until it seemed that only we were there. We two alone. We two before God. And then the Mass was done, and all was gay again.
Padre, you must come to the race. A good race deserves a blessing, too.
Who rides today, Juan?
Felipe and Alessandro, horse against horse.
That morning began so happy with us. The entire household, everyone was there, excited and eager for the race. And now the two riders took their places. Now they look for the starting signal, and now...
They're out!
The two of them so closely matched, neck and neck across the field, shoulder to shoulder at the halfway mark, not an inch between them as they made the turn. Now they were headed back, both riding hard and clean, both laying on the whip until...
Felipe!
He's down! Felipe is down!
Still, he's dead.
No, senorita, he lives, but we must get a doctor quick.
Where?
San Diego.
San Diego? That's a full day's ride.
I will hurry, senorita, I promise you.
Perhaps it was the promise that he made. Perhaps it was our prayers. In less than 20 hours, he was back. The doctor with him, at Felipe's side.
I thought he'd kill me and the horses, too. 11 hours in the saddle, only stopped to let the horses drink.
But, Felipe, doctor, can you...
Oh, I'll pull him through, senorita. He'll live.
You must be very tired, Alessandro.
Yes, a little.
Oh, and you haven't eaten. I'll get you some food, some bread and milk.
Let me, senorita. Why,
please.
Why should...
It's the very least I can do. If it hadn't been for you, Felipe would have... He might... We'll never be able to thank you enough.
Senor Felipe is my friend. Could you send me word, perhaps, how he is getting along? I will be at the Ortega Rancho.
Must you go to the Ortega Rancho?
Well, my men are waiting for me there.
Well, the doctor says Felipe will be sick a long time. I know that he would want you to stay until he's better.
He is very dear to you, Senor Felipe?
Oh, yes. If anything ever happened
then,
to him...
if you want me to, I will stay.
All the these weeks I've watched her, Marta. She has not fooled me for a moment. Every place he goes, she is always there.
Why not? Ramona has always been in love with Felipe.
I did not say Felipe. It is the Indian, Alessandro.
Margarita.
But I can tell you now, it will do her no good. Soon Felipe will be well, and Alessandro will go.
Be still.
He'll go. Those Indians are all alike. He'll vanish like the snow on the hills. You wait and see. You mean you're going, Alessandro?
Senor Felipe is well. I am finished here, and my people need me.
Is it so much nicer there that you'd run away from us?
Well, it's very different from this, Senorita, but the land has always been ours, and there are cattle and sheep for everyone.
Yes, I know. Father Salvadera says it's very beautiful. Temecula. Even the name is beautiful.
We are content with what we have. We live at peace with everyone.
When are you leaving?
I plan to speak to the Senora today.
We won't see you again for a whole year.
No.
It will seem very strange without you. I will miss you.
Senorita, there are tears in your eyes.
Are there?
Why, cry.
Because you're going away, and everything here will be empty.
Senorita, I am an Indian.
Sandro.
Then I can tell you what is in my heart.
Oh, how I've waited to hear you say it. Since that first morning, when you sang the sun rising, and I said to myself, he's singing to me.
I was.
This is what I wanted, Alessandro. This, only this.
Ramona.
Senora.
Marina.
Ramona, go to your room.
Senora, please, let me explain.
Don't get your pay and leave the rancho at once. I should have known better than to trust an Indian.
Ramona, you can't mean it. It isn't possible.
It is, Felipe. I love Alessandro. I'm going to marry
him. I won't let you disgrace the name of Moreno.
I'm not a Moreno.
You've been brought up as one, in my house, as my daughter. Though I knew that someday your mother's blood would show.
You speak that way of my mother? She was your own sister.
She was not. She was an Indian squaw.
Mother, what are you saying?
I never told you. I tried to spare you both.
Senora.
You were born to someone my sister loved deeply. When he was dying, he brought you to my sister. And when she passed away a little later, she made me swear to raise you as my daughter.
My mother was an Indian?
Yes.
And I belong to Alessandro's people.
Your father died thinking he had saved you from that.
It doesn't matter.
You will never set foot in this house, in any respectable house again. Cut off from your own people, no friends, an outcast, no one to turn to. Because to all decent people, you'll be a squaw. Does that matter?
Nothing matters, nothing. Except that I belong to Alessandro.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in just a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Have you the courage to look 10 years younger? Have you the courage to look so much lovelier and more romantic that all eyes are attracted to you as though by a magnet? Women say my new shade of face powder, Bridal Pink, does just that. They say they can actually see the years slip away when they apply Bridal Pink. They can see the faded yellow look vanish from their skin. See it take on a quality of beauty and radiance that's truly like a magnet, attracting all eyes. Does that sound like an exaggeration? Well, the fact is, women tell me words just don't exist to describe the effect of Lady Esther Bridal Pink on the skin. They tell me it's simply fascinating to watch the change take place in their mirror. And here's the most important thing about Bridal Pink. It's not just another powder shade. It's a new kind of shade, based on an entirely different principle in color blending. Bridal Pink is not for just one particular skin coloring, but for four basic skin types. You can't possibly go wrong if you choose Lady Esther Bridal Pink. It's intensely flattering to practically every skin it touches. Your druggist may be sold out of Bridal Pink because of the unexpected demand for it. You may have to try several stores before you can get it, but keep on trying. Ask your druggist to order it for you. You simply must give yourself the benefit of Lady Esther Bridal Pink, the shade that wakens your whole face to new freshness and life.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Ramona, starring Joseph Cotten, Ann Baxter, and Reed Hadley.
We were married that night. Felipe was our witness. And that same night we left for Alessandro's home. Temecula. It was our home now. We lived and worked, and we were very happy. But we were blessed as only those who loved
me. Little brown rabbit had a great big tail that long.
Hurry, Ramona, we're hungry. Are we not, my little one? You see, she says yes.
So it happened one day
in 2 years
that he went out to play.
Everything we wanted.
In the forest,
the house,
so dark,
the little one, the land.
Soon we'll harvest our first wheat. Then my two Ramonas will have new dresses. Oh, you like that, huh?
Hello there.
Alessandro, those two men.
White men.
Hurry.
Welcome, senors. We're just preparing our meal. Will you stay and eat with us?
What do you say, Bill?
I think not.
Are you going far, senor?
Yeah, quite a piece.
I'm going to San Diego tomorrow. If you stay over, we can ride that way together.
Oh, going away, huh?
Sell my sheep. I hear that prices are very good this year.
Yeah, it's a nice little valley you got here. Take a look at that dirt, Bill.
Yeah, it ain't bad.
Oh, anything will grow here, senor.
That's what we heard. Well, we got to get going. Come on, Bill.
Goodbye. Stop in again.
Alessandro.
Yes?
Alessandro, don't go to San Diego tomorrow.
Why?
I don't know why. Don't ask me, but stay here, Alessandro, for me.
But, Ramona, you speak so foolishly. It is for you that I must go.
We will soon be home again, Alessandro. We can see the village from the top of the hill.
Yes, Pablo. 4 days is a long time to be away from Temecula.
And from Ramona.
Think she'll like the present I've bought.
Madre mia, who would not like a gift like that? A holy Madonna carved in wood to bless your home, to watch your child.
Pablo, listen.
Guns and fire against the
just
sky.
Just over the hill. Pablo, the village.
Come on, now, clear out the lot of you.
Senor, this is our land. Temecula has always been ours.
Not no more, it ain't. The courts up in Frisco say your grants ain't no good. I'm claiming this land.
This is my home, senor. I must ask you to leave.
And that goes for the rest of you, too.
Now, look here, ma'am. The quicker you go, the better it's going to be for you.
But I can't. I can't go now. Not until my husband comes.
Ramona.
Alessandro.
You, senora. What are you doing on my land?
This ain't your land.
I haven't sold it.
Well, maybe not. But I just bought it from the governor.
Get off. Get off before
Alessandro,
I...
Alessandro, no. He'd only shoot you.
Now, that's horse sense, ma'am. Ain't no use going against the law. You better take my advice and just go peaceable.
And so we went. Our household goods piled in a little open cart. We went and sought for land to make another home. We traveled far. But never did we find a place to rest. For something new and strange and cruel was in the land.
You can't camp here. This land is claimed.
Keep moving, Indians. You're on private land.
This here valley is took. That's just to remind you.
Higher we went, and higher still, while our hearts grew heavy with sorrow and with pain. And then at last we were in the hills. In a land we told ourselves the white man wouldn't want. And there, in a driving winter rain, we found the only kindness of all those bitter months.
Vain to live in what you folks doing out in such weather. And with a baby. Well, come in, come in.
You are very kind to us.
Nonsense, this ain't no time to be polite. Look, ma'am, you get right up close to that fire and get dry.
Oh, thank you, Senora.
And you needn't bother with that signore business. Back Tennessee way, folks call me Aunt Ree. Now, let me take them things of yours and... Bless my soul, a figure of the Holy Virgin.
Yes, she always goes with us. I hope we won't be any bother.
Who's talking to bother on a night like this? Oh, the little darling. She don't like the rain either, does she?
I'm afraid she's not well.
And no wonder. Here, let me have a look at her.
Well, what is it? Why don't you tell me?
That's a mighty sick baby. You got to get a doctor.
Where?
There's one in San Badu.
Would he come here?
He must come.
Well, Ramona, we're Indians.
What difference should that make? He must come. He must. You've got to bring him.
I'll bring him here, Ramona. I promise you.
I tell you, it's impossible. Half the town's down with fever. I can't leave now.
But if you don't come, she'll die.
What do you want me to do? I have 100 sick to watch.
Is it because I'm an Indian?
Good Lord, man, I'm a doctor. What do I care who you are?
I promised I'd bring you. I promised to Mother. I will bring you. I'll make you come. I'm sorry, Doctor.
Well, I'm sorry, too. It's your baby against 100.
She's going to die.
Nonsense. I'll fix you some medicine. That's all I could do if I were there myself. Except pray.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is... Oh, please don't let her die. She's such a little thing. She's always been so happy. So good. Hardly ever a whimper out of her. You know, you've stood beside her bed night after night. You've seen her when her father sings to her. The way she smiles and laughs. You can't. You can't let her die. You can't.
Ramona!
Alessandro!
Ramona, I'm back.
But the doctor, you didn't bring him.
He's coming later.
Alessandro, whose horse is that?
Oh, I borrowed him along the way my horse went lame.
Yes, but...
I'll take him back later. It'll be all right. Here, get me a bowl and water quick. The doctor gave me something to make a poultice.
There's very little water left.
Enough to start. Keep stirring the powders in. I'll bring more water.
Oh, blessed lady, forgive me for my words. Forgive me for the things I thought. Mm. The doctor... One moment. In here, Doctor.
Where's the fellow rode up here a few minutes ago?
Well, he's down at the spring. He...
Thanks.
Oh, Doctor, wait. The baby's in here, inside. Is there something I can do? I'm his wife. He's getting water for the baby. She's sick, you know. Well, what is it? Who are you? What do you want? Why don't you tell me what... That gun. What are you going to... Oh, no, no.
Here's how we treat horse thieves around here.
Alessandro!
Ramona, what is it?
Alessandro! Alessandro!
Ramona. Ramona, listen to me. Try to understand what I say. This is Felipe. You're home again. You've been here for weeks, ever since the good woman brought you. All these weeks without saying a word. Please, Ramona, try to remember. Try to speak. You've nothing to fear. The Senora is gone. There's just the two of us now. Just we two and the child. See, I brought her to you. For her sake, you must live. Ramona. Listen, it's spring again. Do you hear it now? The sunrise hymn, remember? Remember the last time we heard it together?
Alessandro.
You do hear it, Ramona. You do remember.
Alessandro's song.
Praise be God.
Felipe. Oh, Felipe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ann Baxter, Joseph Cotton, and Reed Hadley for a memorable performance. And to you, Ann, special thanks for stepping in at the last minute to play Ramona when Loretta Young's illness prevented her from being with us tonight.
Well, of course, Mr. Bradley, I love the story of Ramona. And I can say for all of us, we love this program. We all know what magnificent work is being done by the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house. Work is made largely possible by this Lady Esther Screen Guild show. And we're all proud to share in it. Joseph Cotton will be back in a moment. But first, a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Baxter. Why my new powder shade, Bridal Pink, is such important news, it's not just because this new shade is so unusually flattering to the skin. Bridal Pink is a new kind of powder shade that ends all guesswork, ends all element of... For this one specially blended shade has the amazing quality of flattering almost every skin it touches. The texture of Lady Esther face powder is unusual, too. Because of the way it's blended, my powder gives a delicate, youthful appearance to the skin. It makes every tiny imperfection invisible, blends out and hides little lines, little blemishes. You look and feel more fascinating the instant you apply Lady Esther Bridal Pink. It's so simple to make this dramatic change in your appearance. All you do is pat on Lady Esther Bridal Pink gently to cover all your face and neck. Then just look at yourself in the mirror. You'll say, why, I do look more interesting. I do look more vital and alive. The demand for Bridal Pink has been far greater than expected, and your druggist may be temporarily sold out of it. You may have to wait for his new shipment or try some other store. But accept no other color. For there is no color that can give you the happy, radiant look of a woman in love, like Lady Esther Bridal Pink.
And now, here again is Joseph Cotton.
These past few weeks, the news has been mighty good from the fighting front. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, they are still fighting fronts. The war isn't over yet, not by a long shot. Save gasoline, save tires, save a soldier's life. Sign up for a carpool today.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Heaven Can Wait. It will star Susan Hayward, John Carradine, and Walter Pigeon. Be sure to listen. Joseph Cotton appeared through the courtesy of David O. Selznick and can now be seen in the Selznick National production, I'll Be Seeing You. Ann Baxter can currently be seen in the 20th Century Fox Ernst Lubitsch production, A Royal Scandal. Reed Hadley can soon be seen in the 20th Century Fox production, Billy Rose's Diamond Horseshoe. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther, saying thank you and good night, everyone. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.